Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jordan Patswold. Once a month, we get an opportunity to chat with representatives from the Sunrise Health Region talking about initiative or different group within Sunrise. And today we are talking about client and family-centered care along with community health advisory committees. Kristen Keller is a continuous improvement and patient safety specialist, and Dave Shepard is Sunrise Regional Health Authority Board Vice Chairperson. It's great to have you both here. Thanks so much for joining us. First off, Kristen, I'm going to get you a little bit closer to the microphone. Sorry about that. Could have positioned that a little bit better myself, but thanks for coming in today. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
And Dave, to you as well. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
To The Rock as well. So we're going to start with client and family-centered care. Kristen, tell us about this steering committee. Tell us about the history. When did it all start in Sunrise Health Region? I guess why it was started too.
Sure. So back in 2009, the province did a review called the Patient First Review. And from that review, it was really born that there was a need to really embed client and family-centered care into the work that we do and the care that we provide. Okay. So actually every health region was tasked with having a steering committee in place by 2012. And Sunrise was actually kind of one of the first ones out of the gate to do that. So we've been established since then.
So these, or this committee, I should say, is it like a board? There's chairs, there's certain positions within the committee itself?
Sure. So what we have is we have various representation on our committee. We have representation from our senior leadership team at Sunrise, myself as the chair of the committee. We have some staff people that work with Sunrise Health Region. But most importantly, and what really makes this committee what it is the patient family advisors. And these are people from the community that just have expressed an interest in working with us. And they really are the most important people at bringing what the patient, the client, or their family might want. Okay. And it's actually quite humbling working with them because, you know, us as staff will get talking about things we feel as important and or what we think we should work on. And so the patient advisors will speak up and say, actually, that's not important to me at all. Or I think we should focus on this. And sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable. But I always say uncomfortable is good because then we can move forward. But it's really great having all of the representation.
Well, it's good. So when it comes to the committee, and are we talking different, I guess, areas within the region? Because there's quite a wide variety of demographic, if you will, for this area. We have the cities, we have the towns, and then we also have people that are on the farms. So does the board kind of reflect that?
And you know what? Luckily, it absolutely does. We have representation from all over our region, as well as our client family advisors kind of come from all different backgrounds, and they are actually spread out all over the region. So good representation.
That's great. So can you give us some examples of some of the work, the ideas that have come out of the group?
Yeah. So some of the things come down from the province on what they want us to work on. So most people will have noticed that we no longer have any visiting hours in the Sunrise Health Region. So that was an initiative that came through and we worked really hard on. Some other things we've done is develop name tags that our client and family advisors helped us with, you know, easy to read, what makes sense. Mm-hmm. A lot with signage. We had people involved in, you know, the appropriate signage and what makes sense. We've also done quite a bit of work with food and nutrition services and doing some focus groups on what's important to people. So kind of just a wide variety of things all over the board.
And always changing too. Sometimes families have different experiences, or if something comes up that might trouble mm-hmm. a family or bring up a concern that they may have, there's always, I'm sure, those new ideas being kind of brought to the table.
Yep, absolutely. We're always looking at ways that we can improve the service. And the people that are best to give us that feedback are the clients and their families themselves.
Okay. Other ways these patient family advisors can be involved in the region exactly?
Yeah. So not only do we have people on our steering committee, but we also always have a client family advisor whenever we're doing any type of quality improvement work. And we've been doing that for a few years now, where actually the work won't go ahead unless we have an advisor on our team. So we do consider them to be the most important person.
So if someone is interested in becoming one of these advisors, do they have to win themselves a position position on this board, get some people to vote for them or something along those lines? Or is it pretty much anyone that wants to be can be involved?
It's pretty much anybody who wants to be can be involved. We're very willing to take anybody. You do have to register as a volunteer, but it's very, very easy to do. It doesn't cost anything. And then there's a whole bunch of different ways that people can be involved. So I always say it's best to contact the Sunrise Health Region. You can contact the client representative. That phone number is available, as well as going to our website. There's a contact us button, and just express an interest to work with us, and we'll contact them and ask them a few questions, what really interests them. So.
Wonderful. Well, Dave, over to you. Along with the Community Health Advisory Committee, are you basically exactly what Kristen is describing, or is your role a little bit different?
Somewhat different in that we have three separate check committees in the Sunrise RHA.
Okay.
Those representing the area to the north, which includes the Kenora, Camsack, Priestville, Sturgis area, up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
The central, which is Yorkton and running east and west to Saul Coates and also to Springside and Theodore and out that way. And the third one is obviously to the south, which is Melville, Langeberg, Esterhazy, that area.
Okay.
And they're appointed by the board. They have a three-year term. They have the ability to apply once every 3 years. And we put up recruitment notices, if you wish, that we send to the various councils, to healthcare facilities and that type of thing, asking people who are interested and who are community-minded to apply to the board for membership.
Okay, so do you work alongside some of these other committees, like the Family-Centered Care Steering Committee? Like, do they interact with your committee, as an example?
Not specifically.
Okay.
This is more input from the various communities that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling of the board being that if we're going to serve people, we need to know how they feel, what their wishes are. Not that we can always accommodate, because there are financial restraints, but it gives us a guide and a roadmap to follow. And these committees are supplied with good information, such as budget figures, that type of thing, the services available, and they do become involved in their local communities. We've had many with walking programs, exercise for all ages, involvement in health trade fairs, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that really what we're looking for is input from the communities that we serve, feeling that's very important.
So are you hosting like your own meetings ultimately that people can come to suggest ideas?
Yes, we have two plenary sessions per year, one in the spring, one in the fall, where all members of all three of those CHAC committees get together and discuss common goals, problems, successes, etc.
Sure. So I'm sure, as an example, maybe it's doctor and physician recruitment. Is that something that gets addressed sometimes?
Something that, yes, that certainly does get discussed. And things like lab and x-ray and services that maybe are the communities feel are a little bit short in some areas, they will lobby us to go ahead and see if we can make changes. And there have been some changes made. I'd like to also mention that this is open to all age groups, and we're very, very pleased to have CAMSAC as a really good example of high school people who have applied, been accepted, and are members of our CHAC committees, and we get to their perspective as well. And it has resulted in the application of some of these people to get involved directly as professionals in the healthcare system. We also have one that has recently applied and been accepted from Melville High School.
Nice.
So it's a great step.
Well, and I think what's so important for people to really recognize when it's the people's public health system, that they have just as much as a role and responsibility to really get involved and make it their system, truly. And by being able to be part of these committees, submit their own ideas for how to make improvements, the fact that they are taken seriously in terms of things like visiting hours now,
right,
not being a factor, it's not like just to appease the masses, making it seem like their concerns are being heard, but literally address them. And as long as it's a practical suggestion and something that's deemed reasonable enough, it certainly can be put into place.
Right. And something I'm going to have to put in a plug, of course, for Sunrise RHA, because this is a legal requirement according to the Health Act, which was enacted in the early 2000s.
Okay.
And it turns out that we are the leaders in the province as far as the health community advisory committees are concerned. And that, I think, is obvious when I attend meetings in Regina and discover that we are, I guess, the ones that have really taken this matter to heart and have insisted that we deal with our communities.
Great. Well, you're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Today, we're chatting with Dave Schappert, a Sunrise Regional Health Authority Board Vice Chairperson, and also Kristen Keller, a Continuous Improvement and Patient Safety Specialist. We will take a quick commercial break, but more with Kristen and Dave when we come back after this. Back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know, today chatting with the Sunrise Health Region, ways you, a resident, a patient, a client of the Sunrise Health Region, can be directly involved with how healthcare is shaped in this region and also the province, which brings me to mention a lot of people on their minds. It's how things will look in the healthcare in Saskatchewan with this talk. And, well, they are going to go ahead with it down from the regional health authorities to one super health region, if you will. What does that mean for some of these groups? Is there hope that they can continue? Will there now be less regional boards such as these in favor of larger provincial ones? Dave, I guess bring us up to speed. Has there been any indication as what the future for these committees might hold, given the future of Saskatchewan's health region system in the future?
The understanding of the board at this point in time is that there will be, in fact, a method of contact with the communities that we serve, except, of course, this will be on a much broader level. And it so happens that the appointments that have been made over the years, the expiry for those appointments is this fall. So we're looking for some guidance from the department. We've had indication that there will continue to be involvement from the communities.
Mm-hmm.
The name may change, but the idea and the focus will probably remain much the same.
And Kristen, just when it comes to the family-centered care steering committees, likely, I'm sure, similar, at least that would be the hope, that the One Health Authority, when it comes to being, that they're still going to want the public's input into how healthcare is shaped in this province.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, one thing that I've noticed as we're moving through this transition is the province and the ministry, they have really seen the importance of having patient family advisors. We actually have people working provincially, like patient family advisors working provincially with transition teams, giving ideas, giving their input. So it's definitely not going anywhere. Our regional committees that exist so far aren't going anywhere. I think that the province definitely sees that we want representation from all communities, rural, urban. So definitely, it's not a thing that we do, client and family-centered care. It really is a way that we serve clients. So it's not going anywhere.
Oh, that's great. And I know, Dave, just from your experience with municipalities and just with Langenberg, things like SUMA, SARM, those kind of committees in place that allow residents and counselors or just people involved with those kinds of areas, they often meet to share those ideas with one another. Likely, in all hopes, I guess, we can see something similar when it comes to how healthcare is shaped. The meeting of minds and people sharing experiences, what works, what doesn't work, to make the best system possible.
I would certainly think that would be the direction. I'm certainly hoping that's the case. Coming from a smaller town and working as the mayor for many years in that community, I know how important it is to keep touch, because at one point in time we felt that we were being ignored, and we were not a bunch of happy campers. So it's very important. Healthcare is a most private and it's a wonderful system that we have, and I'm hoping that we will enhance what we have and make things better for the people that we serve. But community involvement, input, and communication is extremely important.
Now, for community health advisory committees, if people want to be involved with that, Dave, the best place people can be directed to get involved in that way?
Well, it so happens that our next plenary session is next week, and
okay.
We have invited all of the members of CHACS to attend that meeting.
Okay.
And hopefully we will get commitments again for continued service.
Awesome. And for client and family-centered care and that steering committee, if people want more information how they can be involved with that, Kristen?
Yep. So they can contact the client representative with the Sunrise Health Region, or they can simply go on our website and go to the Contact Us button, shoot us an email, and we'll be sure to get back to them.
Great. Well, it's our health system, so let's all make it the best that we possibly can and share those ideas. They aren't kept bottled up, because if someone has an amazing answer to the way things are going, it'd be silly not to hear it. So thanks so much, Kristen, and also Dave, for joining us on the program today. Great to have you.
Thank you.
This has been All You Ever Wanted to Know for today. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.